Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, I did. The anointing.
Yes, God, we just want to say thank you. The anointing. Oh, Lord, we just bless your name right now, God. The anointing.
Yes, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
We are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today is Sunday service. We're so excited that we can always come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
amen,
bringing the word of God, what God is saying to his people, and being able to be a vessel to be used to operate in the Holy Spirit. So today we are so grateful.
Yes, we are very grateful to be able to be here today. You know, what the devil meant for bad, God definitely meant it for our good.
Amen, amen. Again, welcome to Speak to the Pastor Show. This is our Sunday service that God has blessed us with. Today is a special day. We celebrate our mothers every day. But today we just want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all
the mothers
of the world.
Of the world. Whether you have birthed a child into this world or you're mothering someone. You know, a lot of times people, we feel like as women that we actually have to give birth to others, be a mother. But there's so many mothers out there that mother so many people in the church, outside the church, that hasn't physically given birth, that does not count you out for being a mother, because you have mother, you've reared children, you help to raise children, so you're definitely a mother, and we're celebrating you on today. So happy Mother's Day. So what I want to say to my mother is happy Mother's Day to you. I celebrate you every day. I love you. I thank God for you. I pray your strength, your health, your peace, your joy, your happiness, and that you prosper in all that you do, even as your soul prosper. And I just want to say thank you for allowing God to use you to bring me into this world. He definitely needed a body to birth me into this world, like he had to send his son to Jesus Christ to be birthed through a woman's womb. So I just want to say thank you to my mother.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day to Mom. I also want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. I want to thank you for bringing me into this world. I want to thank you that all that you have shown me and that you have taught me throughout the years. I don't believe that I would be the person that I am today if it wasn't for you. So I love you, Mom, and happy Mother's Day.
Yes, and even to our grandmothers who had a part in upbringing us. My grandmother is gone and went on to glory. So happy Mother's Day, grandmothers of the world that have taken the time out of their life to raise their grandchildren, to be a part of their life, you know, to give some direction, you know, some much-needed direction. Because even as young mothers, sometimes we don't know what to do. We lean on our mothers and our grandmothers to teach us. So happy Mother's Day, grandmother, mama, grandmother. Because a lot of them played the role of our grandmother. I don't know about you, you know,
they
grandmother stepped in and shook, you know, took up
women.
The part
strong
where mama couldn't do it. Yes, and happy Mother's Day, mama, grandma. A lot of people, grandmothers say mama.
And let's not leave the aunt
out. Yeah, somebody aunts too, and big sisters too. They had to step in when mother was not there and had to cook the food and watch out for your younger siblings. I was a big sister, so I definitely had to, you know, step in and help out with my younger brothers and sisters and my cousins too, who looked up to me. So happy Mother's Day.
And I have to tell you, beautiful wife, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, because sometimes I have to mother him. I'm just kidding. It's all in love. Again, welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Today is our Sunday service, and I just want to give a word to the women out there, all the mothers. Proverbs 14:1 says that the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. So we have to be careful, ladies, women of God, that we are building our homes up and that we are wise in our ways and all that we do in the name of Jesus Christ. And then at Proverbs 31 woman, which is a woman of God, seeking God and having that relationship with God in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we just want to thank you all for being with us this Sunday service. You could be anywhere else. You could be tuned into anything and anywhere else at this time, but you've chosen to be here with us today. So we want to say thank you and God bless you on today and all that you do in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, by your divine mercy and grace on today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch every listener on today at the Preaching the Pastor Show, Lord God, that their life will be prosperous, Lord God, that you will heal those that are needing a healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, yes.
And Father God, we thank you for your promise, Lord God. so thankful, Father God. Let the word go forward untarnished in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that even right now that your angels are surrounded around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you just have your way right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We make a joyful shout to you. We come before your presence with singing, and we enter to your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. And you are good from everlasting to everlasting. We stand on your word, for there where there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the grid, that you are in the midst. And whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that you would do. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you for the more. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, throughout this prayer and throughout this day, we pray not only for ourselves, but for each person that is listening. We pray for our mothers on today, Father God, our children, and all that we have in love, and all that you would give us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we pray right now, Father God, for everyone that is listening, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for all members of Congress, oh God. We pray for law enforcement on today. We pray for our nation, oh God. We pray that our land will be healed. We pray for our intercessors, our teachers, our pastors, our friends. We even pray for our enemies on today, Lord. We pray for our neighbors and our doctors, oh God. We pray for all people of the world. We pray for Israel,
thank
oh God.
You,
everyone
Lord.
That go to church with us, oh God. All that is attending on today. And all your workers, Father God, that are kingdom builders in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say that you are our Lord and our refuge and our fortress and our God in whom we can trust. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings to take refuge in the name of Jesus Christ, especially at the time as this, God. We ask you to let your faithfulness and truth be our shield and armor. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by day, nor the arrow that fly
Father.
By night, nor the deadly pestilence that walk in the north, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and let not one come near us. In the name of Jesus Christ,
we ask you
to give your angels charge over us and keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift up us so we do not even dare. Shall put against the storm or be hurt in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent and let us trample on the young lion there in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone to answer us when we call upon you, Lord God. Be with us in trouble, Lord God. Deliver us, honor us, and set us with long life and show us your salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that these things are written in Psalms 91,
we
can dwell in your secret place of the Most High. And we thank you that we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. We thank you that we can say that you are our Lord and our refuge and our fortress and our God, whom we can trust, oh God. We thank you that we are delivered and set free right now. We are delivered from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We thank you, Father God, for covering up each of us with your feathers, oh God. We thank you that we can walk under your wings and take refuge right now.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that we are healed and delivered. We thank you for your faithfulness and your truth as our shield and our armor. We thank you that we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, know the persons that walk in the darkness,
know
the destruction that wasted at noonday in the name of Jesus. We thank you that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and none shall come near us, oh God. We thank you for forgiving us, oh God, and we thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and that your angels' hands will lift us up and so we do not dash our foot against the storm. We thank you that we can tread upon the lion and upon the serpent and trample the young lion and the dragon under our feet right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that when we call upon you, you will answer us, that you will heal us, that you will be with us in trouble, deliver us and honor us, oh God. Satisfy us with long life and show us your salvation. In Heavenly Father, we are thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made sure of them of openly and triumph over them in himself. We claim our victory on today for our lives. We claim victory over our family members and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we reject all the insinuations and accusations and temptations of Satan right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, and in fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, again, still, Lord, we want to thank you. Open our eyes and show us the areas of our lives that do not please you, Father God. Work in us to cleanse us from all unrighteousness right now. Lord, work in us right now, Father God, to cleanse us from all ground that would give Satan a foothold against us right now. We do in every way. Stand in all that it means to be your adopted child, and we welcome all of the ministry of your Holy Spirit right now to minister to us, mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, we pray that now and through our lives, you will strengthen us and enlighten us and show us the way Satan and his demonic spirits are trying to hinder, tip, lie, and distort the truth in our lives. Enable us to be kind, to be a kind person that will please you, O God. Enable us to be aggressive in prayer and faith. Enable us to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice your word, and to give you your rightful place in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that it's already done. Heavenly Father,
we place all
of our cares, all of our anxieties, all of our worries, all of our concerns, once and for all on you, because we know that you love us, oh God, and you watch over us according to 1 Peter 5 and 7. And Heavenly Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may all those prosper who love you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Psalm 122 and 6, and Heavenly Father, we pray that you would establish Jerusalem and make her a praise in the earth, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Have your way, O God.
We bless your name, Father God.
You,
we follow you, God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory,
Father,
to God.
We thank you for the prayer that went forth today by your messenger, by your pastor. Pastor Manning,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for Holy Spirit. We thank you for using her. So we'll go ahead on and we'll go to scripture here. I have scripture this morning or this afternoon. Scripture today is going to come from John 16 and 33.
Yeah,
John 16 and 33. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to John 16 and 33.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. First, what I want to say to the listeners, you know, and to everybody else that's on is peace. Peace be with you.
Amen. I receive it.
Peace be with you.
Jesus Christ.
John 16 and 33 reads here. This is Jesus speaking. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcame the world. See, it's the will of God for us, you know, to have peace. To have peace. We should always remember that nothing is worth losing our peace. We should also remember that nobody is worth losing our peace. Nothing in this world or nobody is worth your peace.
Amen.
Because if it's worth your peace, and then that means that it costs, the cost is too much. This is the time that we should humble ourselves and communicate with the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus Christ, you know, when the prophecy was fulfilled, he said that he was not going to leave us alone, but he would leave us with the Comforter, you know, which is the Holy Spirit. Because that we have the Holy Spirit, now is the time for us to communicate with the Holy Spirit, and we should make sure that we have this conversation with the Holy Spirit daily, but make sure this conversation is a dialogue and not a monologue. A lot of times, you know, when we pray, we're praying and we are, you know, we are giving, telling God, you know what I'm saying, all about it, telling God all about it. And that's good. That's good for us to do that. For us to cast all our cares on him. But it's just as important for us to hear a word from God. It's important for us to hear a word from God, because it's right there in that place where you have lost your peace of mind. It's right there in that place where you feel like, you know, that everything that you have, like you're about to lose it. So make sure that we are communicating with God, we are communicating with the Holy Spirit, and we are yielding to the Holy Spirit. That means, hey, let me just stop for a second. Now, I haven't told God all about it. Let me stop for a second. Let me see what the Holy Spirit has for me. Now, we do need to realize also that this world that we live in, see, this is a broken world. And everything that's in this world is designed for us to be underneath a rule or underneath rulers that's of this world. And we should realize that. And we should realize that our peace comes from God. That's where we get our peace.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. So in all things that you do, keep your peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just entered into the preaching pastor of Sunday service, and we're just so happy again to be able to be here, to be in the land of the living.
Yes.
God has given us today. He's blessed us with this day, so we shall rejoice and be glad. And just thanking God for his mercy and grace that's anew each day. We don't have to ask for God to give us mercy and grace.
Uh-huh.
It's anew each and every day. It's a refill. Just imagine your cup being refilled without even being asked. It is automatically refilled each and every day. So we just thank God. And again, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to go to music, and we come back with the word of God from Pastor T. Chantel Manning. So you all stay tuned here on the Preaching the Pastor Show Sunday service here. Be blessed, praise, and worship God. We just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Now, this section of the show, we're going to have the message that's going to be given by Pastor Tawanika Manning. So, Tawanika Manning, let's hear a word of God. And we thank God, you know, for using you. You just put it, whatever it is on your heart, you know, for the listening to today.
Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity to come before you, Lord God, amongst your precious sheep. Father God, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you allow me to decrease, that you may have all the increase in me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak through me. Use me as your vessel. That one we ask, how can I be saved? And anyone that has been made astray, Father God, they will come back, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that they're on their way back right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity and time, for it is not my word, it is your word, Father God. And Lord, I just ask, oh God, that you will plant the seed, oh God, on today, and Father God, that you will command it to increase, oh God, in them, in the name of Jesus Christ, being rooted in the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for blessing us, oh God, with life, health, and strength that coming from you, Father God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Today we're talking about live. The word of God is telling us to live in all our situations and circumstances, no matter what it looks like. He wants you to know that he's the God of life. He wants you to know that he can still bring you out of a dead situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like it's going to be, no matter what's in front of you or what's behind you or what's on the side of you. God is a God that can pull you out of any situation and turn it around. I don't care how dead it looks. If it stopped breathing, God can bring life into that situation. So God is telling us to live, live by his word, live by his plan, live by his way, live on his command, because he can speak it and it shall live. He can speak it and give it life again. Don't care what the enemy is trying to put in your head. I don't care what the enemy is trying to speak in your ear. God is saying live right now. He's calling his people to live no matter what's going on right now, the coronavirus, what they're saying. God is saying he's calling you to live. He's calling people to stand up and live. And if you're having a hard time living, God is saying, call upon me, and I will give life to a dead situation. We're going to go to Ezekiel 16, 1 through 14, where God had commanded the children to live. He was giving them life in the situation that seemed dead, in a situation that was bloody, in a situation that was sick. He was commanding them to live. He said, it is a time to live. There's a time for everything, and this is a time for you to live. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how sick you are, how broke you are. God is saying live. Well, again, we're in Ezekiel 16, chapter 16, verse 1 through 14. And I'm going to maneuver pretty quickly with you all. I'm not going to keep you all a long time, but I want you to know that God is saying live. It's one thing to just have life, but it's another thing to live, to be able to enjoy life, the pleasures of life that God has given you, and being able to walk in the alignment with God, being able to be positioned to be blessed as you live this life, not just having life, but living the life. Well, let me give you all a definition for living, because we understand what the Webster says and the definition of life says and what the world is saying, to have life as an organism, be alive, be capable of vital functions, all things that live, to continue to have life, remain alive, to live, to have a ripe old age, to continue in existence, operation, memory, last. And you have to understand, this is the definition of living. You have to be able to have life in your body. But how do you live life? The way we're supposed to live is according to what God has called us to live, and not according to man. We listen all the time to what man has to say. We listen all the time what the world is saying, but God is saying live, because he is commanding us to live. It is time to live. Though we have life, but are you living? And if you're in Ezekiel 16, what we're going to read right now, God bless the hearer and the reader, most of all the doers of your word. The Bible says, again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, thus said the Lord to Jerusalem, your birth and your nativity are from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. As for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in the water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. No, I pitied you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you. But you were thrown out into the open field when you yourselves were lost on the day you
were born. And then verse 6 says, and when I passed by you and saw you struggling in your own blood. Some of us are struggling in our own blood, struggling in our own way. The Bible says,
Amen.
And when he passed by you and saw you struggling in your blood, I said to you in your blood, live. Yes, I said to you in your blood, live. He said, I see what you're going through. I see your struggle. I see you having a hard time. But it's now time to live. He said, I said, live. And then it came again. He said, I said, live. He said, I said in your blood, live. And then verse 7 says, I made you thrive like a plant in the field. And I grew you, matured you, and became beautiful. You became very beautiful, the word says. Your breasts were formed, your hair grew, but you were naked in bed. And then the Bible says in verse 8, when I passed by you again and looked upon you, indeed your time was a time of love. So there's a time, there's going to be a time for love while you're living. But first God is saying, live. So now you can receive the love. So then the Bible says, so I spread my wings over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore an oath to you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord. And verse 9 says, then I washed you in water. Yes, I thoroughly washed off your blood, and I anointed you with oil. I clothed you in broad clothing, gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments and put braces on your wrists and a chain on your neck. And I put a jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen, silken and broader clothing. You ate pastry and fine flour, honey and oil. Oh, my Lord, my God. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty.
Yeah.
My Lord. And then the Bible says in verse 14, your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty. Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed on you, says the Lord God. God is saying, I did all this for you. Yeah, you was alive, but you wasn't living. I brought you out. I washed you. I cleansed you. And then there was a time to love on you. So then I loved on you. Then I clothed you. Then I crowned you. So God is saying, live. He said, well, live in me. When you allow me to come in, this is what I do in your life. You're not just here having life, but now you're living the good life. Because the Bible declares he did all this, but what they did, the children of Israel did, they turned back to the world. He said, I brought you out. I'm the one who took you out. I'm the one that cares for you. When your own parents didn't care for you, when they didn't even wash you, when nobody didn't pity you, I came and said, live. I'm the one that can bring life. I'm the one that can turn it around.
Yeah.
So if you think you're thinking to yourself, what does this mean to me? What is the word trying to say to me? What is the message here? See, the message reminded Jerusalem of its former despised status among the Canaanites nation, using the imagery of a young baby growing to mature womanhood. God reminded Jerusalem that he raised her from a lowly state to a great glory as his bride. However, she betrayed God's trust and prostituted herself by seeking alliances with heathen nations and adopting their customs. So if we push God aside for anything, even education, even family, career, or pleasure, we are abandoning him in the same way. The same God that brought you up, the same God that gave you life, the same God that helped you to live, the same God that blessed you, that brought you out of a lonely place and took you up, and then you turn around and see, now you're in a dead situation, but God is still saying, because he's a just God, he's a God of mercy and grace, he will still bring you out of that situation and cause you to live again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm accepting what God has called me to live in right now. Though I had life a long time, but now I'm living. Because according to his word, it is he that giveth. It is he that can continue to give it. It is he that can turn it around no matter what it's looking like right now. If we look in Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, verse chapter 37, you all, I'm sorry, I'm going to wait for you all. I can go a little fast because I get excited. Let me slow down. I understand everybody don't hear as fast as I talk. Chapter 37,
Amen.
Chapter 37. Sometimes we're going through so much and it looks dead. It looks dried up and dead. Like there's no way out. It's just impossible. There's no way God is going to do this. It's running out. The time has ran out. Right now I'm on borrowed time. There's no way. This situation is dried up. There's no life here. But God is a God that can bring life to a dead, dry situation. The Bible says in Ezekiel 37:1, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? I know you're asking yourself, if you're in the situation where it's so dead and it's dry, it's one thing to be dead and still have a little bit of life in you, but it's one thing when the body just has died. I mean, it's dead, but it's only been dead for a little while. But when that body dries up and it's nothing but dry bones, there's no way possible. You're looking at the dried and dead situation. There's no way possible. They didn't left me. There's no way they're coming back. My money didn't dry up. They didn't put me out. There's no way possible I can get back in. But God is saying, I can make that situation live. He's commanding you to live. And by living, he means trust in me and know that I am God, that I am able, that I am still able. I don't change. I am the same God. Even when you change, God does not change. So then the Bible says, so I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to those bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Verse 6 says, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7 says, so I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise and a sudden rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And verse 8 says, indeed, as I look, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then verse 9 says, and also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So verse 10 says, so I prophesied, and as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet in exceedingly great army. God has said, speak to your situation, and said, thus said the Lord, live. He didn't say, use your mama name. He didn't say, use your money. He said, say, I say, thus said the Lord, and it shall come to pass. God has commanded his people to live, but to live in him, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now, trusting that God can bring any dead, dry situation to live again. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you feel like God ain't hearing you. But God is telling you today to live, to speak his name, and say, thus said the Lord. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you that we're living in you, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
What is the Bible saying to us in these scriptures? As God is speaking to us to live, what is these scriptures saying to us? This vision illustrates the promise, oh, my Lord, even in chapter 36. And when you get a chance, go back and read chapter 36 so we can see what happened before now. So the new life and a nation restored both physically and spiritually. Some of us need to be restored physically and spiritually. We need to live physically and spiritually, because we died in the physical and we died in the spiritual. But God is commanding us to live. So the dry bones are a picture of the Jews in captivity, scattered and dead. So the two sticks here that represents the reunion of the entire nation of Israel that had divided into northern and southern kingdoms after Solomon. So the scattered exiles of both Israel and Judah would be released from the graves of captivity and one day regathered here in their homeland with the Messiah as their leader. So we have to know that when Jesus came, that even though everything that had died has to rise again, because he came to finish the work on the cross. Now, this vision has yet to be fulfilled here in Ezekiel, but Ezekiel said he was speaking to the
dead as he preached to the exiles because they rarely responded to his message. But these bones responded, and just as God brought life to the dead bones, he would bring life again to his spiritual dead people of this world. And I want to say, are you spiritually dead today? Because that's why the Lord says, live. Live again. Live in his word. Live and grow in the word of God. Understand and know that God is with you. And if God is for you, it don't matter who's against you. The whole world can be against you as long as God is not against you. But it does not matter who is against you if God is for you. The Bible says that Jesus came and he conquered the whole world. That means that you are a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Decree and declare today that you are healed, that you are delivered, that you are set free, that you are living in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
When the Bible says, and again, he said, and I'm just going back over with the scripture right now. The Bible said, and he said to me, prophesy to these bones. So you have Ezekiel here speaking to a dead situation. But in the beginning, he answered God and said, oh, Lord, you know. When you trust God, you know. When you trust God, you know. Whatever God is telling you to do, it shall be done. So the dry bones represent the people's spiritual dead condition here. Our church, your church may seem like a heap of dry bones to you, spiritually dead with no hope or vitality. But just as God promised to restore his nation, he can restore any church. And we are the church. You got to understand, we go to the building to congregate as the church, but we are the church. So we have to understand he can restore any church, no matter how dry or dead it may be. Rather than give up, pray for renewal, pray for restoration, for God to restore, because God can restore it to life. He can restore you to life. He can restore me to life. I don't care who it is. Man may have counted you out. People may have counted you out. Your family may have counted you out. All that you have may have counted you out, but God can restore you back to life.
Amen.
Some people are just sitting around waiting to die, waiting on death, begging to die, and some people are begging to live. The hope and prayer of every church should be that God will put his spirit into it. In fact, God is at work calling his people back to himself, bringing new life into the dead churches.
Yes.
Calling new life into the dead church. I don't know who you are and what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you that you shall live again. Not the old you, but the new you. That's a new life. And understand when there's new life coming in and the birthing, there's some pain, there's some hurt, there's some breaking down to come through to be birthed into the new life. You are not understanding, why am I going through? Why am I hurting? Why are people turning on me? Why I don't understand? God, I can't hear you. What's going on with me? And God said, I'm birthing a new thing in you. And it's going to take some pain. It's going to take some hurt. It's going to take some breaking down. It's going to take some not understanding what's going on, but I trust and believe that what I'm doing in you, you will live a new life. You will no longer be the old man. You will be the new man. You will no longer be the old woman. You'll be the new woman because now you are living. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. Oh, Shada, Badu, Shada. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you for your word on today, oh
Father,
God.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Word.
Let it work through us, oh God. Let it take root and manifest right now, Lord. Let it sink in. Those who are listening, let us tune in, Father God. Give them clear understanding of what the word is saying to them, that they may apply it to their life, that we may apply the word of God to our life. And what is God saying to us in our life right now, right where we are, right here, right now, where you are today? What is God saying to you that you know, and you're going, my God, that's where I'm at. That's where I've been. And that's where I need to be going. Oh, God, just help someone. Lord, help us. Help us all on today, oh, God.
Yes.
When we go to John, we all know the story about Lazarus. It's a familiar story. It's a story that's repeated over and over and over. You hear it all the time in the church about Lazarus, that God rose Lazarus from the dead so that he may live, so that he may have life. But there was a new life that was given to Lazarus. And understand, it was not about Lazarus. It was about what God was doing, what God was showing the people to increase their faith. A lot of times we think it's about us, but it's not about you. God is just using you to help a multitude of people. See, he got to cause you to die and then live again so that others can be saved, so others can come to Christ, so they can see God working in you by your testimony. The Bible says, yes, declares in Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. So God will use you, will use your dead situation, turn it around and give it life. And it was never about you, but you was used to bring a multitude to save your family, to save your marriage, to save someone you didn't know that needed a word. But God used you by your testimony, because he calls you to live in it. He calls you to, he allows you to go through but live in it. Even with Job, Job did not die. He used Job to show others. It wasn't just about, it wasn't just about Job. It wasn't just about Job. It was about what God was gonna, what God was doing in Job, and it was about Job and his faith, but it wasn't just about Job. Just think about how many people saw what Job went through and then saw Job come out. You wouldn't even believe the fact that a man went through. If you if you wasn't there to walk with them when they went through something, you didn't see them almost die. Almost, it looked like they was gonna take their last breath, and God said, "Now come out, live." Because Job went through a lot. We hear the story of Job. He went through a lot. He was even ready to die, but he said, I'm going to wait. He still had trust in God. He still had faith in God, whether he lived or whether he died. He still had faith. So God will use you in your situation and look like you're about to die. Look like that is it. Then God will say, live. It would even get to the point where it's dead. It had died on you, but God will say, live again, because I'm doing a new thing. But this time you're going to live different. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you. So the Bible says in John 11, we're talking about Lazarus. So John 11, verse 20, now Martha, which is Lazarus' sister, now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Yes.
But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So this right here shows her faith in Jesus. Do we have that kind of faith that even though the situation is dead, and knowing that if God speaks to our situation, it shall live again, that was dead and gone, that Jesus, that God can speak in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak and call those things, and it shall be because of who that give us the authority and the power to do so, that it shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ, and that others would be saved by our testimony. So the Bible says that, verse 23, that Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And verse 24 said, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then Jesus said in verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Then verse 26 says, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So I'm asking you today, do you believe, though the situation is dead, though the body is dead, that Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, that you shall live, that situation is dead, shall live, because he's commanded to the live, and it shall be done. So then verse 27 says, she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come in the world. And then verse 28 says, and when she said, when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come, and he is calling for you. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. And verse 30 says, now Jesus had not yet come into the town yet, but was in the place where Martha met him. Verse 31 says, then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then verse 32 says, then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And then verse 33 says, and therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And verse 34 said, and he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. So in verse 35, Jesus wept. Verse 39 says that then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? So they're looking at you, say, well, he gave sight to the blind. He opened up ears, but Could he have not raised him from the dead, kept him from dying? I mean, not raised him, but kept him from dying? So that questioning. See, but what Jesus is about to do is command the situation to live, not just for Lazarus, but for everybody that was around so they can believe and increase their faith. So it was not just about, and I want you to understand, it's not about you, but it's what God is doing in you for others. You got to look at it like that, as God is commanding us to live and go about doing the work of God, what God has called us to do. So in verse 38, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb, and it was a cave and a stone laying against it. And verse 39 says, Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, but this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for days. I know a lot of us saying, I've been this way for a long time. It's been dead for a long time. There's no way.
Yeah.
I know who you say you are, but I need you to look at the situation for what it is right now.
Yeah.
I need you to see, it's not only is it dead, but it's stinking. You know, not only is it dead, it's dry and it's stinking. So it's dead, it's stinking, and it's dry. Lord, you don't waste your time. There ain't no way you could. I can see if you came with, right before he took his head, but it's been dead for a long time. Matter of fact, it's dried up now. But in this situation, the Martha is saying to Jesus, Lord, by this time it's a stench, for he's been dead for 4 days. We're looking at our health. We're looking at our situation saying it's been dead for too long for God to change it now. There's no way. I'm just going to go ahead and just go on and let it take its course. But Jesus is saying, some of us say, I'm just going to deal with the situation like it is because I don't believe. See, the thing is, you don't have enough faith to believe that God can take that same dead situation that's dry, that's stinky, and make it live again. So then verse 40 says, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see? You will see the glory of God. Then I'm going to say that again because a lot of us need to hear that. He said, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? She didn't say wait until the resurrection. We didn't say wait until I die. Come back. He didn't say that. He said, if you believe, then they, and in verse 21 says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Meaning he's already discussed this with his father. And verse 42 said, and I know that you always hear me. Hallelujah. Can you have that much confidence and say, God, I know you heard me, and I know that you always hear me. So Jesus said, and I know that you always hear me, because of the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that you sent me. See, understand, he started just doing it for Lazarus so that they can believe, so that they can increase their faith. And then verse 23 says, now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And verse 44 says, and he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with cloth. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go.
Yeah.
We're asking God right now to, we're going to help loose you so you can be free, so you can live again. We're going to help you to be loose, so you can be set free from every sickness, every unclean spirit, every curse spoken to bring you down, written curses, verbal curses, whatever it is. We're going to loose you today so that you can be set free and live again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word on today.
Thank you
that we live not in this world, Lord, not of this world. We live in this world, but the world does not live in us. So we are living according to your word, oh God, and we just want to say thank you that we are delivered on today, that we are set free, that we are blessed, that we are favored, that we have life and life in abundance because we have Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the time that we open up the doors of the church to anyone that needs prayer, anybody that want to recommit their life to Christ, and you just don't know what to do or how to go about doing. You're tired of operating in double minds, and you say, Lord, help me. If there's one, press one, and we'll bring you on the line, and we'll pray for you. We'll pray for your family. We'll pray for your situation. We'll pray that you will live, not just live any kind of life, not a worldly life, but you'll live a life of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if you're needing prayer on any other time, you can call us at 346-719-3349, for we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We'll be out today by the byways, the highways and the byways on today, ministering in the street on today, because we are the Gospel Public Ministry. We are the church with our walls. So, again, if you need prayer on today, you need us to pray for you. Whatever it is that you're needing, press 1, and we'll be happy to bring you through and pray for you. We know as we pray together, touching and agreeing, it shall be done. And we just thank God in advance. Father God, we bless your name. If there's anyone on today that is listening, Father God, and they just don't have the courage to press one to come through, Father God, you know who they are. You know their situation, their circumstances, Father God, Lord. So we ask that you bless right now, Lord, that you would heal, that you would divinely intervene, Father God, and turn it all around for their good. Father God, we thank you for your promises, Father God, that what you say you would do, Father God, that you will finish the work in us, Father God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for everyone's protection on today, Father God, with everything that's going on in the world, Father God. Lord, deliver us all from the spirit of fear. Those of us that are operating in fear, God is not a God of fear, but of love. So we don't operate in fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Lord, let fear be cast out today from everyone's life that are listening, that are tuned in via phone or by internet on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now, that healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, we thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just want to say the message that you delivered today, you know, I thank God for using you to deliver this message. You know, it was a very encouraging and lifting message today. And what I do want to say is I was allowed to see myself in some situations that I'm definitely ready to come out of. And by hearing this word today, you know, it was just enough, you know, to have that courage, you know, to just let it go, you know, come to God, you know, bring my pain or bring my situation or whatever it is, bring it over to God and just let it stay there. And when you was reading here, I heard you reading and saying, believe, you know, and believe. You know, a lot of times, you know, that we definitely, we come to God and we praying about our situation, but do we really believe that, you know, God has already changed our situation, or that he would change our situation for us? So, I really thank you for this message. I thank the Holy Spirit for using you to deliver this message today. Now, one thing that I do know, anybody that was listening today, their life definitely was impacted. Their life was definitely impacted. Mine was.
Amen.
And I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you for the word today. Amen.
Oh, we thank God. Amen. We thank God. Those who listen, we just ask God to bless your finances. It's time of giving, you know, for your tithes or offering to the Gospel Public Ministries. And we just want to thank God for those who can give, those who have the mindset to give that cannot. We definitely thank God for you. And we want to be a blessing to you as well. So definitely, if you want to email us, we're at the Preaching the Pastor @gmail.com. So we definitely want to bless those that are in need as well. If you know a family that's in need, please let us know. You can give us a call at 346-719-3349 so we can be a blessing to someone that's in a financial need as well. Wherever we be, we'll be happy to assist. At this time is our tithes and offering. You can pay your tithes or offering at Pastor Chantel at Cash App, money sign, Pastor, capital PASTOR, capital S, and then Shantell, Pastor Chantel. So that's Cash App, Pastor Chantel, capital P, lowercase, everything else, and then uppercase S, Chantel, Shantell, to sow into the ministry. Let us bless your tithes and offering those who can give on today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy name. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as a tither and those who offer, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes and offering according to Malachi 3 and 10. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we will not have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that
because of our tithes and offering, that we will prosper, we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. And so we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sakes because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, your word says that your promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus' name not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and offering. And Heavenly Father, we ask you that that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any members of our families, our finances, our fruits and grounds, because we are obedient to you in paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds, and bless us with your, bless us right now, Father God. Bless our help, Lord God, and bless us with your 7 blessings of the tither, as it's written in Malachi 3. And we ask you to give us fulfillment in these 7 blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, cause all nations to call us blessed because we are a tither. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen. Father God, we thank you, all God. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing right now in this season in our lives and those who are listening on today. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you all for tuning into the Preaching the Pastor show. Oh, Lord. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. May you leave this place in never God's presence, and may God bless you and keep you and love on you like never before, and love on others as God has given us love and given us freely. May you give it to others in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We thank you. Tune in. We'll be back on tomorrow, 8 p.m. on the Preaching the Pastor show. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers.
Amen.
God bless you. Again, thank you for tuning in to Sunday service with the preacher and the pastor. Have a good day. We love you. We love you all. God bless you.
Come on, put your hands together.